اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have some of the students of Sevier International School here, and I really welcome them, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider, and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. So, welcome, dear brothers, and how are you, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Hassan.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
Okay. Everyone is doing well. Alhamdulillah. We hope you're doing well and you're safe. So today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have Ayah 165 of Surah Al-Baqarah, page 25. So, brothers and sisters, before we start, I really recommend you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 25 of Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 165. So, everyone, let's all together listen to the recitation before we start.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب.
That was nice. I will be reciting. Make sure, brothers, you listen and repeat. And our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, they will also practice with us, okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله
ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب
والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله
والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله
ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا
ولو, ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب
Ahsantum, mashallah. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ Allah Almighty says, among the people, there are those who set up or those who see, compares, okay, partners besides Allah Almighty. They love them as if they love their Lord, okay? What does it mean? It means that among the people, there are some people, okay, that they kind of believe in some other gods, partners, okay? They believe partners. It means they do not believe in Allah. They believe in others, okay? Like, for example, they believe in their, what do we say? Politicians, their leaders. They love their leaders. They love, for example, the statues, idols, okay? They love whatever, money. They love their life. They love their wife. They love whatever. So they love the love that they should have for God, for Allah. They do not have this. They love others, okay? As if their Lord. It means they worship them even, okay? As their Lord. Which is what? Shirk. Yes? Which is? Shirk. And beside them, there are other people, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا But those who believe in God. Those who believe in God, what do? They أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Okay? Their love is for Lord. The most loving thing in their life is Allah. Okay? So, there is a difference between them, yes? Yeah? Yes. Yeah, of course. It's clear. وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Though the wrongdoers will see, okay, those who love other things instead of God, okay, as their Lord. So they will see. When will they understand that Allah has the all power? That Allah is the one who should be loved, okay? When do they see? وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ When they see a punishment, when they see a hard time, okay, they will return to Allah Almighty. Sorry, Lord, sorry. We have to love you. Their wife will never help them, especially in the Day of Judgment. That time they will understand that the one who is helping is God, nobody else. Okay? If the prophets, the imams, even if they come and they apply shafa'ah, it's bi-idhnillah. Without idhn of Allah Almighty, they will never do it, okay? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ Yes? There is no one to apply shafa'ah except with the permission of Allah Almighty. Okay? Who will help us? Allah. In this world, Allah. So Allah is the one who is helping us, okay? So we should love Allah Almighty. And إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ They will see the azab, and they will say, أَنَّ الْقُوَّةِ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا Oh, the power is, the strength is all for Allah Almighty. In Islamic beliefs, you can understand, you can learn the differences, you can learn a lot of things about them. So refer to the Islamic beliefs and the Tafasir book. We don't have much time. We'll go to the explanations, okay? The explanation of the Tajweed rules. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
ومن الناس نون مشدد here وَمِنَ النَّاسِ Make sure it's pronounced with a nasal sound. مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus يَا مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ إِذْغَام with غُنَّة nasal yes. sound. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ Do not prolong the إِذْغَام sound a lot, okay? Just for two counts. مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ It's enough.
not mayat, no. Alright? Min dunillahi, nun sakin plus dal.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Min. Nasal sound it produces. But you gotta hide the sound of nun. Okay? The difference between idgham and ikhfa is this. In idgham, you merge the sound. In ikhfa, you hide the sound. You don't change it or merge it to anything else. May, you change nun. The nun is merged into ya. It has a ya sound. And here, min, you have the nun sound, but you hide it a bit. You don't merge it to dal. May, mad, no. May, sorry. Mid, you don't say. Min, you hide the sound. Min dunillahi, again. Da, then, plus ya, and da, day, it will merge it.
Yes.
Yuhibbunahum ka hubbillah salah. The word salah on the top, it says, it's a sign of stopping. Yeah, it says?
Continuing.
Yeah, continuing is better. Wasl is better than waqf. Continuing is better than stopping here. Wallazina amanu. There is a mad, okay? But it's not wajib because, why? Why?
Because Hamza is in a different
word. In another word. It's not in the word which Wawmat is there, okay? Amanu, Wawmat, plus Hamza in the next word. So they are not in the same word. Munfasil they are, separate from each other. Next one, Amanu ashaddu hubban tanween, plus lillah, starts with lam. Hubban lillah, so merge them, yes? Hubban lillah, hubban lillah, without a nasal sound. You don't say, hubban lillah, no. It's not nasal sound. You don't produce, okay? Because lam and ra, if they come after tanween or nun sakin, you just merge them and no nasal sound. Yes? So, next one. Walaw yaral, yara, ral, yaral, yara, it's alif mad, alif maqsura. But because you have hamzatul wasl, you skip hamzatul wasl and you skip this alif mad. Walaw yaral ladhina zalamu idh yarun. Again, mad is jaiz. إذ يرون العذاب أن النزل sound أن القوة لله لله. The lam in the word Allah is pronounced lightly with an e sound. لله sound. Why? Because there is, huh? Tell me.
كسرة.
A كسرة sound before. So لله جميعا plus واو. Here, the lam in the word Allah is pronounced
heavily
with an ah sound. Why? Because there is a fatha sound. So the rule was this, that if before the word Allah or Allahumma, if you have a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, pronounce the lam in the word Allah or Allahumma with a heavy sound, with an ah sound. But if there is a kasra sound, produce the lam with an a sound. L, bismillah. Okay? Anna Allah, Alright? So, wa anna Allah shadeedul adhab. B. Huh? Echoing sound on the letter ba, because it changes to sukun. Yes? The haraka changes to sukun. So, guys, I hope, inshallah, you have learned the tajweed rules we have mentioned here. Please recite it with tajweed rules, okay, which are important. And if you didn't know any of them, you can listen again to this episode, okay? And inshallah, in the coming sessions, of course, we'll have the next tajweed rules again we'll mention, okay, in the coming verses. This ayah was a long ayah. We had a short explanation. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, okay, for the explanations. So thank you so much for being with us, brothers and sisters. Please stay with IRB English Radio on Call of Islam Radio. And every day, inshallah, we'll have a Quranic session for you. Thank you so much for joining us today, brothers Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider. Thanks for being with us. Anything to say?
No.
Okay, sir. Have a nice day. Have a nice night. Every night, every day. Stay safe, inshallah. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه